back. It's a new episode of Football is Life. I'm Leslie Ryder, and I'm here with my wife, Emily Anderson.
That's me.
It's you. You're here with me.
That is a very calm intro.
Yeah, you know, I figured it's Thursday. We're in the meat of the week, and it's nearly over. And tomorrow will be Friday, and Friday will give us a weekend anew.
A weekend anew? A game week anew? Who knows?
So many possibilities. You had your first day of school.
I did. Guys, I started a new job. It's exciting. Everyone's really nice. Yeah. So, I don't think we actually mentioned it on the last pod. So, even though we talked about mentioning it. So I started this week at Sports Reference, who, if you're not familiar, do basically all sorts of data and reference material statistics for all sorts of sports leagues. They also have the Immaculate Footy Grid, if you're familiar with that. So, I just started there yesterday. It's a great time. I'm excited. It's nice. I go there now.
Are you going to be the stats reference expert of the podcast now?
Eventually, but give me a minute. I will
some time in the
if
system.
You want. Yeah, I mean, I haven't even looked at it yet since I've just been logging into apps and like signing, putting profile pictures places and being like, yes, this is my name. We're not quite there yet, but maybe I'll work on doing a fun stat once a week.
It is still early. It's like a first day of class for the semester. You got to fill out your syllabus and get your calendar
exactly.
Ready.
Yeah, I feel like I gotta make sure everything's downloaded. I had to download Zoom for this. Like we're, you know, it's a brand new day, but it's a good day. It's a good day.
It's a good day. We'll take a good day.
Yeah, love it. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I think I'm pretty good. I think it's funny that the U.S. Tries to pass a TikTok ban after I finally start making stuff on TikTok.
It is personal. It's definitely
extremely personal.
They said for her, no, she can't have it. I'm curious to see where that goes, and I wish the best to all of the creators who have made a home there, because we experienced a little bit of that with Twitter tanking, and I still don't feel great. I don't like Twitter anymore. Like, it's not as fun as it used to be.
No.
Even though the soccer community has stayed there pretty strongly. It's still not quite what it once was. So, yeah. I hope it gets sold to someone, guys, and hopefully to someone not terrible.
Yeah, just you know, I wish we didn't have a group of octogenarians who couldn't turn on a computer to save their life in charge. But you know,
it is the most important thing we do right now.
It's super important to put this at the top of our priority list.
In this
particular day and age. It's great. It's great. It's great. We're having a great.
It's great. It's great. So I don't know. We're still on TikTok for now. We'll find out. Otherwise, I guess the same stuff will be over IG Reels.
Sure.
I don't know.
Sure.
YouTube Shorts. Hey, hop back on Snapchat. I don't know. Never really got into Snapchat. I had it for a while.
I think Snapchat was just past my time. Like when it came out, I felt like I was too old to be on it.
Yeah, same. But like for that generation, it stuck. And so it's interesting how Facebook stuck for a certain generation. I mean, it got to older people and they took it. And then Snapchat, and I feel like millennials were just adopting whatever's around still. And
typical millennial fashion. We'll take whatever you give us. Just let us keep one.
Yeah, just what do you want from me? Please tell me. We'll be nice. We'll do everything we're supposed to do. I just want health insurance. And to be able to afford a home. That's it. Anyway.
That was the tech portion of our
this week podcast. In tech news. But where are we gonna talk about? today?
Well, we've got a few things to talk about. Believe it or not, we're 5 games into the NWSL season, so we will be looking at some things like who's up, who's down, who do we like, who we have feelings about.
I like that. I have so many feelings.
And we've also got like some exciting news and tidbits this week, so we will be sharing those. But who's up? Kansas City is at the top of the table and is unstoppable, full of goals, and Flacco Adanovsky is an offensive line genius. Flacco Adanovsky.
That Flacco? That
he Flacco. Made this team.
Huh. Curious. Very curious. Yeah. I mean, he did inherit some of this team.
He did.
But there is also a wealth of talent that started last year, continued pouring in this year, and now it feels like is really coming together for them. Which is cool, I guess. I'm happy for my Kansas City friends who needed a win, literal and figurative. It is curious that they have, 10 goals against, which is the most of anyone in like the top half of the table. So you can score on them, but they are probably going to score on you a bunch. So
yeah.
'Cause they have 17 goals this season already. So that's an average of what, 4 a game?
Yeah, from like 10 different
3.5 a game
too.
From a bunch of goal scorers. And they have the most goals this season by 7. The next closest is North Carolina with 10 and Portland with 10. So yeah, right now they're kind of running away with stuff, and I think we should stop them.
Speaking of, somebody's got to stop her. Temma Chiwenga, leading the pack.
Must be stopped, but is also very
can
cool
be
to watch.
Stopped.
Cannot. You try.
Just Haley Van Lith shrug for defenders trying to catch her. She does like. She runs in the right spot all the time. Like how that.
What do you mean by the right spot?
I feel like she always just finds the perfect channel to run down and like gives whoever has the ball like the perfect option.
Yeah, I mean that's seeing space, right? It's seeing space and taking advantage of it, and also being quick, because if you're quick, you get to that space before anyone else even sees it. And so if you're seeing it and able to get there fast, you're dangerous. But even like running with the ball, people can't stop it. So, someone's got to figure it out. But I think it's CEO has had some interesting writing about it, about how we've never had an African golden boot winner in the NWSL. I gotta find the article again. Well, on our way, this might be the year that changes, and by all signs, it looks like it is. Yeah, I think it's a good influence on the league, and I think it's gonna make everyone else step up their game.
Yeah, I'm excited to see just how this continues for Kansas City the rest of the season. Like, just the first 5 were great, but let's see the next 5 and see what they do with it. And I mean, if they manage to keep doing this, I don't know what you do. Do you dig a hole in the field and cover it up with some grass and just make some elaborate traps?
An old-timey trap?
Yes.
That would be fun. I like that idea. I think some strong adhesive somewhere might help. Either on boots or, just on someone's hand so they can stick it to someone else's back and they can't get away. I don't know. I really don't know. I do think, I don't like drawing parallels to the men's game very often, but I do think that sentiment is not unlike what we felt with Haaland joining Man City at the beginning of last year.
Right.
Of like, oh God, what is everyone going to do? Because he's a machine. But eventually you sort it out. Like, I think part of it's tactical, part of it's still early in the season. One player, not guaranteed, but usually in a sport where there are 22 players on the pitch, one player isn't going to change everything. The problem is Kansas City has a lot of players and a lot of dangerous ones. And so, yeah, they're going to have to figure out a way to shut it down. I think you are going to have to stick one or two people on Chewinga. I think you're going to need to really close ranks, make it so that space isn't available to get into and kind of collapse that back line. But you are going to need to have a game plan and stick to it and have the discipline to, like, work through it. Because even if you go in with a plan, it doesn't mean it's going to work the first time. And it also means that, you know, you're going to have to experiment a little bit in that space to figure it out. You've only got now it seems like 100 minutes in a match, but 90-ish minutes to figure it out.
90 to 110 minutes to figure it out.
Somewhere in there.
Or to build a trap. It's up to you.
A trap is fair. I don't know what the official rules are on that. We could ask Christine Uncle maybe on what. I don't know if there's a rule against it.
Yeah, I think if you haven't written a rule against old-timey high drinks, then
that's on you.
You got to try everything.
Yeah. Has anyone tried, like, painting a fake goal on, like, a wall on the side so she runs the wrong way?
Yeah, that'd be good.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We can work on it.
I like that.
I think watching Who Framed Roger Rabbit really, really helped with our planning here.
Portable holes.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's a cool one.
Speaking of portable
land the holes, plane land the plane I don't like that at all. No try again.
Speaking of boxing gloves that come out of a hammer, the Washington Spirit are back.
I like that one. That's better.
They're also off to a very nice start after having a year that was not so great last year. The children for Washington have been quite good. Corey Bethune and Hal Hirschfeld have
Roy Bethune, leading
the attack. And, you know, the children are the future. Teach them young. Let them lead the way.
I think also, the future is now, though.
Yeah, the future is happening.
What I'm worried about. And yeah, I think if anyone, like, I'm really looking forward to Washington, Kansas City. Do we know when that is?
Not off the top of my head.
Well, let's see if Google can tell us. But anyway, it'll be a good time. Man, we gotta wait a while for it. That is unfortunate.
They do. I mean, they come to Chicago next week, so that's gonna be exciting.
We've got Washington, Kansas City, August 25th. And then Washington, Kansas City, September 20th. So, man,
What is with all the games getting scheduled back to back this year?
It is, like, weird that we're not doing, like, one through the, like, one match against each team, one fixture, and then the opposite fixture later. But, you know, we got more teams. I'm sure scheduling will get better as time goes on. But yeah, Washington is good. Hal Hirschfeld has the name of an old-timey baseball player, and I want her rookie card. She's real good. Roy Bethune is that girl. Like, she is tearing it up, and I was already worried about Washington, you know, even after last season. I think I didn't expect them to do a slump so much as, like, okay, we got to make some adjustments and we'll come back up. Mission accomplished. They have so many people who can score and so many opportunity creators within that squad that we should all be scared.
I like when a rookie comes in and just adjusts immediately. I mean, I'm sure if you ask them, they'll be pretty, like, well, yeah, you know, still figuring it out, but they're
also humble.
Yeah, they came in from day one and were just like, oh yeah, I'm a pro. I got this.
I do this now. Yeah, and they just absolutely crush it. It's awesome to see, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of it. I think it I just want everyone to stay healthy. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh yeah.
This goes for everyone. Knock on all the wood.
All the wood. Yeah. Everyone stay healthy, please. Speaking of staying healthy, the Orlando Pride are invigorated by the 2007 Marta joining their ranks for this season.
She's back.
She's back. She's joined by Barbara Banda now.
Which is fucking cruel, honestly. How dare they?
They have someone who can score goals. Like, Barbara Banda scores goals. It is, she does it like it's goals. Her job, and it is.
And I think Marta needed someone to help her there, because there's a few times, you know, you see, Marta likes to just go for it, which is funny anyway, because she's too old for this shit, generally. And so every once in a while, you see her take a shot, and you go, Marta, what are you doing? Also, sometimes she does that, and it works perfectly, and you're just like, yeah, you're right, I was, how dare I question you? But she knows someone to play with, I think, and not that she doesn't have a whole team, but someone who scores goals on a level that Marta is used to, and is, I think, equipped to make a good pairing for her. So that'll be very fun to watch. She came really close to scoring their first match out. Didn't quite get there, but boy, it's coming. I will be very surprised if Barbara Banda does not score this weekend.
Yeah, she subbed on this week, and it just so close so many times, it would have exploded the internet, I think. I just think it's interesting that teams have elected to just not mark Marta on multiple occasions. I think it's a choice. I think it's a choice.
Do you think they're just like, why bother? Like, it's not gonna do anything. I can't stop her, so I might as well let her go. I don't know. It is curious. I think we'll see how that continues, but I don't think it's a wise choice.
I think folks might be trying something different the second time around. Some folks who may be down bad. Houston. What are we doing?
What aren't they doing? They're doing a lot. I don't think it's all good. No. You know, they people had tweeted like, Houston baby, okay. There are a few of those, and they won one game, and then we're like, yeah, we're great, and then I think they might have spoken too soon.
Just a little bit. They did add a couple of defenders. They brought Paige Nielsen over from Angel City, and they brought Tarcien from Brazil, who is like 20, and is 6 feet tall and a perfect target for, I don't know, headers, but I think it's a good idea to bring some defenders in and to try something out when you can't really put wins together in the first chunk of the season. But I think they got some work to do.
Yeah, I mean, they've got the worst goal differential in the league right now, which is not a place you want to be this early in the season, because now you've got a hole you got to dig yourself out of. They were also using Maria Sanchez as a left back, right? So
yeah,
that
was dumb.
Yeah, maybe investing in your defense could be a good way to make progress. I don't know. I feel like that's rude to defenders everywhere. To just put a more offensive player in one of their positions. Also rude to Maria Sanchez, but she's free now. Mm-hmm. Be free.
Free to rule the front line with Jaden Shaw in San Diego, which, you know, we let that happen. We just let that happen.
Yep. It's honestly though, like, I do feel like almost every team in a league has a couple of players that you just go, how did we let them end up together? But that also just speaks to the quality of the players in the league. Like, there's so many names and so many strong skill sets across the league that it's just, I still think it has the best parity, and it's gonna be fun to watch.
NWSL, a great league? Question mark.
Definitely.
Not having a great time though. Seattle Reign. They changed their name. They lost a few talents, and now they're in the bottom of the table after nearly winning a championship last season. It's a hard fall from the top.
It's you know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Falling like rain, if you will. And yeah, that's all I got. No, I've been surprised because there have been some key pieces that are no longer there, but I do feel like there's a large core of players that are still in Seattle. And so I don't know what is happening tactically, or if there is a change there, a gap they need to fill. But it's hadn't been going great. They're second from the bottom, and that's not a place that they're used to be. They are not reigning, if you will. They are not on top. So I don't know. What do you think's going wrong?
I watching the game against Seattle, it was just like, I don't understand what's not clicking for them, because they have a lot of talented players who can score goals, and it seemed like they gave up after Chicago scored a really early goal, and it just, I'm missing the fight. I'm missing...
You know who didn't give up, though? Sierra King.
No, she did not.
She scored a dang banger, and I'm glad that we still won that game. Thank you for not doing another one. But I do think that's the energy they need. And I expect energy. I mean, we all know what Pino brings to a locker room. I think that energy is missing maybe a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And some fire maybe in there. And so I hope they can figure that out. You can't speculate from this far away. But it does feel like there's some fight missing, and I think they should try that out.
Fire up the dragons. That's what needs to be done. I
what learned, dragons?
There's a lot of Welsh players on that team.
Okay, so you specifically mean the Welsh? I didn't know if there were other dragons we're talking about in Seattle specifically, or if you're
talking
about the
Welsh
ones.
Historically, if you bring your dragons to a fight, you win the fight.
You do That's... pretty well. You need to watch more Game of Thrones before we should get back on that. There are some instances where that doesn't really play out, I'll say that. But yeah, generally speaking, bringing dragons to a fight, yes, ends up in a good result. They honestly just need to score more goals. They only have 5 goals this season. So
yeah, that seems low. Like not enough for them.
It's not enough for them. So it's good to see Sierra King back out there playing, because we missed her a lot of last season. So, yeah, I'm honestly just excited she's back and glad that we don't have to play them again as she's getting into better form.
We have completed the series, and it's not even May.
Nope, but we won both of them. So, you know,
we'll take it. Take the win.
Yeah.
Speaking of Red Stars taking wins, that's what they do now. They win games. Just as we all predicted at the end of last season, this would be where the Red Stars stand. 5 games in. Third place? Third place.
Third place.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about Utah?
Well, they're at the bottom. That's what they get.
What else can you say? Yeah. You're not wrong.
They got work to do.
They sure do. Utah, it's your first season, kid. Good luck.
Good luck out there.
Keep your head up. We'll see you next year. But yeah, the Red Stars in third. I think it's been lovely. I think we all hoped this is where we'd be this season, but no one expected it to go well this early.
No, I think I was expecting it to be like, okay, it's a rebuilding year. Maybe we'll see.
Not a rebuilding year.
Maybe we'll see some nice things, but I will keep my expectations low. And they have absolutely been surpassed. I think I'm pleasantly surprised, and I hope it keeps going, because it sounds like Coach Donaldson is in the mindset of just like, yeah, no, we got more to give. We can do better in pretty much every category. And I was like, great, let's do more.
I love it. And I do think, you know, they had a loss a couple of weeks ago. It was without Mal around. It was not the prettiest game. That one was tough. But I think this team does have more to give, and taking a loss that early in the season is sometimes okay. And I think Coach Donaldson talked about that as well, of like, you know, we take one here, lose a couple of points, but then we fight back, and it tells us where to adjust. You'll learn more from losses than you do from wins typically. And I think it's good to learn those lessons. No one's ever gone undefeated in this league. I think he also said, like, so we're not going to come out undefeated. That's fine. Which I was like, well, I don't know if you need that attitude. You could come out undefeated and more, but not with an attitude like that. You won't more. Would I say that to his face? Absolutely not. Love you, coach. Yeah, I think it's going to keep getting better. We've seen the team kind of have more and more cohesion, and players kind of clicking into form. I think Ali Schlegel continues to impress and be in the right place at the right time, and be a good kind of partner up there for Mal. I think there are other folks doing their bit, and yeah, I'm curious to see how it continues to evolve. Also, shout out to Tata Malaza for being our second goalie.
Yeah, back-to-back Save of the Week awards. Like, has Alyssa Nair even done that?
I don't think so. From my research, Alyssa Nair only has 7 Save of the Weeks. That figure was updated, like, mid-last year. So if anyone wants to update that Wikipedia, go for it. But Tata Malaza has 2, so she's coming for you, Alyssa. Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I love that the second goalie has become Tatum Lazo's job. I think the commitment to defense is admirable to that extent. Mal Swanson is important. That's where
my Mal Portland?
Mal Portland. Malportant. Mal Swanson, pretty big deal.
Yeah, kind of a big deal. I get anxious when any team is too reliant on any one player. On the other hand, I think it's important to have a player that's that important to a team. So it's a tough balance. I am happy that Mal isn't the only one scoring this season, but her impact is so obvious. And it sounds like from her end, they did some post-game interviews with her that, you know, the chemistry's there. It feels positive. Obviously, she has the history of working with Lauren, so I think that's a good fit. I'm excited to see how high she can go. And we get to see her at Wrigley. I'm just going to go back to that. That'll be fun. I don't know. I don't know. I think she's going to tear it up this season, and we get to watch, and that's a privilege.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I think they did have a hard time without her, but it's, you know, there's a lot of young players on that front line, and I think they just kind of have to figure out how they go on when Mal is not with them. Because, you know, substitutions happen and that kind of thing.
I've heard about those. Has Flacco heard about those now?
I think so. I think he's managed.
I mean, does Kansas City need them?
No. He scores goals, like, and he makes subs. It's a whole new man. I do hope that we get a Dansby Swanson first kick or something at the Wrigley game.
I need a listener to punt it into the stands or like over the ivy wall, something. I need a ball flying out of Wrigley that is a soccer ball. I don't know how that works.
We did get an update from the Red Stars on how many tickets have sold so far. They've passed 15,000 tickets, and they want to break the NWSL attendance record. So they have their sights set on it. They're about 43% of the way there, and they have 45 days to go. So it could happen.
It could happen. I think that's a lot, but boy, would it be cool, and what a cool environment. I should make sure my parents are aware. They might not be in town, but they would go. I don't think my mom's been to Wrigley.
The Red Stars are coming to Wrigley. Mm-hmm. Tell your parents. Tell your boomer dad who loves baseball.
Tell all your friends, you know. Get everyone in. I think we should all go. You want to go?
Yeah, I'll go.
Okay, we'll see you there. Cool. Maybe we can carpool or something.
Yeah, we'll closer to the day, we'll be in touch. Do I have your number?
I'll make some plans. I think you should. if not, I'll send it to you after this.
We do have some more happy news in the women's sports space. We had the second year of the Business of Women's Sports Summit. We gave them a bit of a hard time last year for being another yay women's sports type of summit. And this year they actually did some business, and the news was exciting. We've got a 24/7 women's sports news network coming from iHeartRadio with a daily flagship show with Sarah Spain.
I'm so happy for her. Spainer, I'm so happy for you. You know, been wondering what she was going to get up to next. She was writing a book, which I'm also excited about. But, you know, curious to see what her next move was going to be. And she does have a great radio voice and is an excellent interviewer. So I'm really stoked to see this happen. I'm generally not a fan of 24/7 news of any kind, but if I'm going to take one, it's going to be women's sports. I'll take that. I am curious about, I hope this is better than what it has been, because iHeartRadio is supposed to have a dedicated channel where you can, I think, listen to broadcasts of games, or at least it was supposed to in the past. Mm-hmm. And I have tried to listen and it has not been there. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to see, though, if renewing this will make sure that stuff's working. It's been one of those ones that I was like, I should write an email. I never got around to it. So now we can try it out. We can put
now
some pressure
now
on
you know them. Somebody who knows somebody.
They're doubling down. I mean, only kind of. That's not Sarah Spain's problem. But, you know, we can hold their feet to the fire. If they're doubling down in this space, yeah, okay. I'm going to expect you to be consistent and show up then. I'm very curious to see what else is going to show up on this network.
Yeah, I'm mm-hmm. hopeful that it can be an opportunity for people in the space. We have a lot of good hosts and shows in women's sports, and would love to see some of that love passed around. I feel like we do see a lot of the same faces and voices, at least on like broadcasts, so it's like maybe this is an opportunity to switch it up.
Yeah. Anyone you'd like to see?
I mean, I have always wanted to see Courtney Stith on with an iPad and a Telestrator just to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like analyzing goals and things that went right and things that went wrong. I love how she talks about soccer.
Yeah. Some folks have called her Coach Stith. I've heard that.
Have
before.
They? Have you heard they? That?
Yeah. Yep.
Some say
I think it's been a minute.
She's the best
coach. I've heard that. I don't think she likes that title, but. Mm-hmm.
Coach's Corner with Courtney Stith coming soon to the iHeartRadio.
Coming soon. That's what you heard it here first, folks.
Putting it out in the universe.
yeah. We're manifesting this. It's great. Anything else that came out of that summit that we want to amplify? Oh, there's also investment in sports bra from... Yeah. Alexis Ohanian's VC firm to get more of those going. So I'm just stoked for Jenny. One of the coolest folks that we've had the opportunity to meet, and really seems to be getting some good work done. And I'm just excited for there to be more bars where I can go watch women's sports.
Yeah, it is fun to see the sports bar get the love and the shine that they deserve. And I hope she just gets a big bag of money thrown at her.
I hope so too. I think she will. I think she will. I think she's gonna do all right there. Yeah. All good things. Taking out the trash this week. Is there anything you need to rant about?
Stop fraternizing with players. Stop.
Yeah.
It's a rule. Don't do it. You see the rule. You probably sign a piece of paper that says, I have been made aware of the NWSL's non-fraternization policy. And it's still not sticking for some reason. This
yeah.
is, of course, in regards to Kansas City's medical director.
Medical director, yep.
Yeah. Just don't. Don't.
So you finished that sentence. The medical director was released, basically. Let go. After violations of the fraternization, that's a hard word, policy came out. I don't understand what's so hard about this, if I'm being honest. I'm glad we have a clear policy now and we're addressing this seemingly early, but it's got to stop. And I think, and I hope, I guess, consequences showing up for this in the league will strengthen the understanding that this is unacceptable. But we'll find out together, I guess.
Tune in next time on the NWSL to find out if this actually sticks. Why is this so hard? Why is it so hard to just not?
I don't know. Like, also, if you realize you're interested in someone or like things are developing, recuse yourself. Step yeah. away. Set the line.
Like if that relationship means that much to you, get out of that job.
Yeah. Like we need people in these roles who are going to set those boundaries for themselves too. Mm-hmm. And so if you're not able to do that, I'm kind of glad you're not going to be around the league anymore, because That's not taking care of our players. It's just not. It's not it.
Do better, please.
Please?
Please.
Pretty please? One other thing, a quick minor rant, because we didn't touch on it. Ban knees and ACLs, because Ava Cook unfortunately shared the news that we have a season-ending injury for her, which is fucking devastating. And stupid. I'm mad about it. And knees are bad.
Knees are so stupid.
Yeah.
We need them.
The worst.
Stupid knees.
Hate we don't need them.
Hate them.
Stupid.
Stupid.
Don't want them. The knee bone's connected to the stupid bone.
If you have any childish insults for knees, let us know.
Yeah, send them our way. I'd like to know. Anything gay happened this week?
Well, I don't know if this counts as gay, but I would like to claim it for the gays. 4 games with 20 goals on 420 for the NWSL. I just think that's a lot of fun.
I think because Sandra's the one who manifested it. It counts for us. I do believe Sandra Herrera is the one who put that out in the universe. I think it's fair to claim that as ours. Why? No. Why is? I was trying to look something up, and Instagram's like, ask Meta AI anything, and I'm like, I just wanted to search for someone's. Okay. I have a bonus gay though.
Yeah.
Yep. Goalkeeper and player and legend, Erin McLeod, and her wife.
Oh.
Gunni Jan's daughter, who plays for the Iceland national team, are expecting a little baby.
Little baby.
A little baby. A little baby. So I got little a little baby. Yeah. And so hooray. Congrats to them. That's the book. It's a little tiny one. Yeah. So far. I mean, I think it gets bigger. That's how babies work. Yeah,
it's got a lot of
power. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, a little bonus happy there.
Hooray. We'll leave it on that happy note. This has been another episode of Football's Wife. I am Leslie Ryder with my wife, Emily Anderson.
That's me.
That is you. And I love you for it.
Aw, thanks, babe. Love you too.
Well, it's Lesbian and Visibility we love you Week. Guys. Yeah.
It is. In case you guys weren't
Be more
weren't
visible,
aware.
Wife.
I'm on Zoom with you right now.
Thank you, as always, for tuning in and for letting us be the visible lesbians in your life. We'll be back next week. And remember to follow and subscribe and download and leave reviews, all that fun stuff. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.